Praise God. I tell you, I'm always amazed when, you know, we have a leadership like we have, and when we can come out here and feel welcome. I do want to thank you for the mercy that God has shown me through you and even giving me the opportunity to just to share with you tonight. You know, we've been talking tonight about miracles. You know, we're listening to Brother Tim and we're talking about miracles. That was phenomenal what he spoke about that man, how God just revealed himself to that man and sent him back to his daughter who was now walking. What an amazing God. What an amazing God. Yeah, we can give God a hand clap. We can give him a hand clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so glad that I'm on his team. I'll tell you, tonight, I believe that tonight is a night of miracles. I believe that God has never changed. As we read the scriptures, we see that God performed miracles all the time, every time he rolled up on the scene. And I do believe that tonight is no different than any other night when God shows up. Amen? I want to read a couple of verses of scripture to you, and then I want to pray. And then we're going to go into the word of God for this evening. I'm going to start at John chapter 11, verse 1. You know, we've been talking all day about prayer. And we just kind of finished the end of that testimonies with prayer and praying for others. But I want to talk to you about a time of prayer, and it didn't get answered immediately. Okay? Give me an ear tonight. Verse 1. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And I want to stop real quick. The Bible says that there was a certain man named Lazarus who was sick. And I believe that in this house, in this room tonight, that there is a certain man. There is a certain woman, a certain young person that tonight, that if you would simply believe, you will see the glory of God. Amen? Now, the Bible says that this man was sick. And he was sick, meaning a lack of strength, meaning weak, meaning feeble. And I know that there are many in this house that came here tonight, and we all came here for whatever reason we did come. But I do believe that God strategically brought us here tonight because he wants to do a miracle in your life. God wants to now take your weakness. He wants to take your sickness. And in that, he wants to make his strength perfect in you. Okay? Well, the scripture says that it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said this, and I want you to listen closely tonight. He said that this sickness is not unto death. This weakness, this addiction, this relationship that we shouldn't be in, this gravitation to pornography, this sexual immorality, this homosexual relationship, he said, this sickness will not end in death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. Now, the scripture says that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. So here go a family who has a need. They have a brother who is sick. And we don't know what that sickness is because the scriptures don't go on to describe that. But they knew that if they cried out to this Jesus, that he could heal them, that he could fix their brother. But the Bible says that as they sent a message unto him, that he stood still in that place for 2 days, which meant that he didn't show up, which meant that he didn't answer their prayers. And I wonder what was going on in their hearts and their minds when their brother just stayed sick. There was no word from Jesus. Now, there are some of us that are in here today who have family members that have been crying out for us. We have brothers and sisters that have been praying for us. We have mothers, fathers, we have grandmothers, aunts and uncles that have been crying out for us. And still, they see no change. Now, the scriptures go on to say that Jesus, even though he stood still for 2 days, after those 2 days was up, he told his disciples, those that was around him, he said, let's go to the town of Bethany. He says, Lazarus sleeping. He's sleeping. So his disciples said, well, if he's sleeping, then this should be good for him, some sleep. But they misunderstood what Jesus was really saying to them. And then the Bible says that he told them plainly. He said, Lazarus is dead. And then he says something really peculiar. He says, and I'm glad I wasn't there for your sakes. What in the world does that sound like? What do you mean he's dead and you glad you wasn't there for my sake? Like, what in the world's going on? I thought you was the savior of the world. You came to heal and to fix things. Why in the world, when I'm crying out to you, I get no answer? Now, the scriptures say that Jesus, he went to this town of Bethany. And when he gets there, John, you might want to turn this down a little bit. And I want you to know straight off the back, I get a little bit loud because I get passionate about this. And I don't want you to think that I'm angry, but it's going to get loud. I'm just letting you know now. But the Bible says he gets to this town called Bethany. And, you know, Martha, one of the sisters, come up to him. And she says, well, if you would have been here, my brother would have lived. Like, pretty much, yo, where you been at? Where you been? I sent the message to you. You're supposed to show up. You love me. So the scriptures say that Jesus, he tells her, he talks with her, and then he tells us this. He says, take me to the grave. Take me to the grave. So they take him to the grave. And he tells him, he says, do me a favor. Roll away that stone. And they're looking at him like he's crazy. Because now this man is already dead. Lazarus is not alive no more. He's dead. He's stinking. And he's been in the grave for 4 days. And she's like looking at him like, you got to be kidding me. Like, if you open up that stone, if you move that stone, he's going to stink. And that's how some of our lives is today. Some of our lives are so toe up. We toe up from the flow up. That's the only way I can explain it. We find ourselves in hardship after hardship, tribulation after tribulation, bad relationship after bad relationship, the addictions. See, I know what it's like to be addicted. I used to get so coked up out of my brains, and I used to cry. I had a friend of mine, he was a dope fiend, and we both grew up in the hood together. And I remember one day we was in this project, and I'm coked up out of my mind. He's doped up. And we in the middle of the street, in the middle of the night, we crying. We crying because we can't stop. We couldn't even stop. And we sitting there, grown men, in the middle of the street, in one of the most dangerous streets in the Bronx. It's pitch black. And we sitting there weeping because we can't get out of this mess as much as we want it out. And my wife will tell you, I used to come home sometime, and for me, going into some program was like the last straw for me. I'd rather die. And I remember coming home one night, coked up out of my mind, and I looked at my wife, and I said, baby, I think I gotta go to the program, because I just couldn't stop. And there are people in this room just like that. There are people so bound to different things. And you want out. That's the funny thing about it, is you want out. But now your hands are tied. You have no more strength. You are weak. You're feeble. You're sick. And Jesus is here tonight. He wants to set you free. He wants to set you free. Listen, let me tell you what Jesus did to this man at this grave site. He gets to this grave site. They roll that stone away, and then he do something really fantastic. He begins to scream out, and he says, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. And tonight, I can hear the voice of God. He's saying, John, Peter, Derek, Kevin, Ralph, come forth. He's calling you out of the grave tonight, just like he called that man. Let me tell you something. Listen, I don't want you to think tonight that I'm telling you some story that I read in this book. See, I understand now. I'm beginning to walk in some freedoms that I've never experienced in my life. Because I'm beginning to understand that this God, who is the resurrection, not talks about it, but who is the resurrection. You see, I know that to be true. Listen. Listen, let me tell you something. One day I was so bound. My mind was so tore up. I was so confused. I was out of my mind. And I found myself in front of another man that was out of his mind. And guess what? That other man that was out of his mind had the upper hand on me. Because while I thought I was nice with these, he had something to play with that I wasn't ready to deal with. He had a gun in his hand. And as close as I'm standing to this pulpit right now, he puts that gun in my chest and then he pulls twice. Bow, bow. That bullet went straight through my chest and came out my back. The other one went in my chest and it went down. It caused my lungs to collapse. It messed up my spleen, my diaphragm. I don't even know what that is. But listen, those bullets was a quarter of an inch from my heart. I can't even fix my finger to a quarter of an inch. It was a quarter of an inch from my heart because it was meant for my life. It was meant to kill me. And that's what the devil's trying to do to you. You see, God in his mercy and his love, he strategically brought you here, young brothers and sisters. He brought you here to set you free. Let me tell you something. You see, the end of that story was that there was some flower bringing and some slow song singing. It wasn't no funerals. And it wasn't no funeral only because of God. He showed up on the scene. And when my life was meant for the grave, when it was meant for the death, he cried out. He said, Derek, come forth. Come forth. And you know what I love about this God? See, he don't just go, come forth, and leave you standing there. You know what he start doing? He start turning your world upside down. I can't even begin to explain the adventures that I've had in Christ. I can't even begin. Listen, God, he not only made me a man of God. See, I get excited about this because now I understand who I am in him. Not who I am in myself. Who I am in him. Listen. He has not only made me a man of God, and I am so excited about that, but he made me a husband to my beautiful wife. He made me a father to all of my children, and I got mad kids. Listen, but he don't stop there. See, he'll turn it up on you. He made me an evangelist. He made me a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He made me a missionary. Oh my God, I am so excited tonight. I am so excited. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Listen. If you ever wanted to know what freedom looked like, it's right here. It's right here. This is freedom. 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 Come on now, let's give him some glory. Glory to God. Woo! Listen. No, I love this. But I bet y'all thought I was excited about what God did in my life. Because I am. But you know what? I'm excited about what God is going to do to your life tonight. If you would just respond to him. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, he's going to turn your world upside down. All you got to do is simply believe. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you an invitation. Because it's easy. Another thing I love about God is that you don't have to do absolutely nothing. You come to the game with nothing, zero, nothing. All you do is come and you go, I believe you. That's it. I believe you. So you know what I say? I say this. Let's not even prolong this thing. Let's stand to our feet, please. Come on now. Come on. Here's the invitation tonight. Here's the invitation. It's real simple. If you're sick and tired, I don't know what your circumstance is, but now you're ready. You say, God, I'm sick and tired. I'm done. I'm feeble. I'm weak. I'm without strength. Then that's who God wants up here tonight. That certain man, that certain woman, that certain young person, you know that God been speaking to you today. This is about your life. We're going to leave this place down here opened up. And as I ask the worship team to come back and they begin to sing, I want you to flood this thing. Let's not waste no time. And I'm going to tell you this, people, listen. The devil's going to try to lie to you. Now, don't go down there. He don't know what he's talking about. Listen, man, I am a living testimony. And so are all of these that are here. God is able. He is able. And so as the worship team comes and they play, we're just going to leave this open. We're going to meet you here. We're going to pray. And we're going to watch God turn your world upside down. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. He is Lord of all. And in the beginning, I told you that we talked about a time of prayer, but not yet seeing an answer. But I want to tell you, all those of you that responded tonight, you are an answer to prayer. Hallelujah. An answer to prayer. And here's what I told you at the beginning. I said, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. And that's what your life is going to represent. The glory of God. Now, I want to ask a very important question. How many of you that are standing up here with us tonight, this is your very first time that you've ever responded in such a manner, and you would like to be included into this relationship with Jesus Christ, just by a show of hands, with all boldness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, here's what I want to do. And this is the most exciting part of my life. This here, just to pray with you and walk with you into the kingdom of God. Now, those that raise your hands, and I'm going to ask everybody to repeat after me just for their sakes. I want you to pray and repeat after what I say, but I want you to believe it in your heart. And I want you to voice it because your voice is important to God. Like, you got to know from this moment on, you are special. You are important to God. And so, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. God, I don't even understand what I'm doing fully right now. But I heard something and I believe it. I ask that you would forgive me of all of my wrongdoings. And that you would come into my life. And now become the ruler and the king. Jesus, help me to live for you. Help me to understand who I am in you. You said that I am more than a conqueror. Help my life to represent that. Now, Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, for calling me out of my grave and welcoming me into life everlasting. And now I can boldly say that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, listen. The Bible says that when one soul is given to God, that there is a celebration in heaven, that this is this big party. And tonight, that party is for you. And so I want everybody, let's give God a hand clap tonight. Let's give him a hand clap. Glory to God.